Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It is I, the maestro. Yes, the maestro of this political, musical concert. Rob Zicari. Big day, big day. New York primaries. The question is, how big is Donald Trump going to win? That's the question. How big is he going to win? Are we talking all the delegates? Where they'll actually be a few districts that vote for Lion Ted Cruz? Seriously. Will there be a few districts that vote for Lion Ted Cruz? I can see Kasich, okay? I can see Kasich. Listen. I'm originally from New York. I moved out here to Los Angeles in 96. Okay? So I know New York values. And I also know that sometimes New York, let's just say in upstate New York, where I was born and raised, some of the people are stupid. Okay. Some of the people are stupid. All right. So some of the kids I grew up with, stupid. Some of the kids I went to school with in Rochester, New York, at Bishop Kearney High School, stupid. All right. There's a fair share of stupid people in Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse. That was my stomping ground. I grew up in Rochester. Buffalo is a 45-minute drive away. Syracuse is about an hour drive away. My family had businesses in Syracuse, so I would go to Syracuse maybe once a week. My cousins went to Syracuse University. So I'm familiar with that area. And believe me, there's a lot of stupid people. So there is a chance. There is a chance some of them will throw their vote away and vote for Kasich. I can't see anyone voting for Ted Cruz. I can't see any of my fellow New Yorkers being that stupid. Okay? The only people I see voting for Ted Cruz are the people that actually showed up to a few of those rallies for Lion Ted, and tops, 200-300 people, tops. And those are all the booger eaters and just losers in life. Those are the people that shop at Old Navy. Okay? Have you ever gone to Old Navy? Seriously. Have you ever gone to an Old Navy? Go to Old Navy, walk around, look at the clothing, look at the people that are looking at the clothing, and you'll understand what I mean. Okay? You'll understand what I mean. Just booger eaters, the people that smell their own farts. Seriously, they fart in their hands, they cup it, and then smell it and inhale their own farts because they enjoy the way it smells. Those are the people. Those are the people that vote for Lion Ted. And some of those people, I presume, will come out in New York and cast their vote for him. But I can't see him winning any districts. I can't. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe tonight I will tweet out, oh, I was wrong. The 19th district, the booger eaters and smart and fart smellers voted for Ted, voted for Lion Ted. I think it's going to be Kasich. Those aren't booger eaters. Those are just people who are like, let's throw my vote away. So they're on the evolution chain in high school, and they weren't the booger eaters or the smell your own fart people. They were like that chain up. Let me think. I don't want to make the generalization that the kids that were in the accelerated classes were all geeks, and because that's I had a couple friends that were in the super smart classes that were actually kind of cool. They partied and they, you know, didn't act dweeby. So I don't want to make that generalization, but I'm just trying to think. Who would be the Kasich types? Who would be the the ones that don't like dirty jokes. How's that? Those are like the Kasich people growing up in Rochester. I had a couple of friends that were very, you know, their dad worked at Kodak, their mom worked at the school. She was like a teacher's aide. They didn't pick their nose and eat it or smell their own farts. Some of them were in the accelerated classes. Some of them weren't. But they were just really rigid. Very, you know, why do you have to say the F word? Why do you have to say that? That's so. They went to church on Sunday, but they weren't overly religious. They weren't like Ted Cruz religious. They weren't like Glenn Beck, get down on your knees, open your mouth, and take in, take it in the host. You thought I was going to say something else. I wasn't. I'm not going to go there. Take in the host. So I think those are the people that will be possibly throwing a vote to Kasich, but who knows? We'll see tonight, okay? We'll see tonight. Very excited. Very excited to see how DT does in the New York primary. Because after tonight, Ted Cruz will be officially mathematically eliminated. He will be. He's basically eliminated now. Basically, he has to win something like 90-something percent. But after tonight, he will be mathematically eliminated. After tonight, he'll be mathematically eliminated. And it will show how weak of a national candidate he is. Tonight, it will show how weak. Because he's going to finish third. He's going to finish third place. And that will start the downward spiral. Well, it's already been a downward spiral. When your bragging rights are winning non-voting states, seriously, when you hear Lion Ted say, I've won five states. We've beaten Donald five times in a row. Well, only two of those states people voted. And the one state that was held the same night that Arizona had their primary. So really, the Utah win was crushed by the Arizona win. Would you rather win Arizona? Or would you rather win Utah? Which state reflects more of the people in this country. Seriously, if you're living in, New York, if you're living in Florida, if you're living in even Texas, do the people in Arizona resemble you more, or do the people in Utah, the Mormons, the ones that wear magic underpants and believe in a book that was buried in the dirt, and some dude, just some dude who's having hallucinations founded, that guy, huh? Who has a fake name, Joe Smith. How you doing? This is my friend John Doe. John Smith. Oh, hi. How are you, Mr. Smith? So Ted won Utah, but then got it nullified by Trump's win in Arizona. So then all you got is Wisconsin, which was really just a anti-Trump vote. After that, you just got a bunch of states where you had party leaders who don't like Trump, who don't want their money taken from them, their power taken from them, status quo taken from them, and they went with the establishment candidate, who is Ted Cruz. So this is going to show even more that Ted Cruz has no appeal outside of a few states. This East Coast swing is going to show Ted Cruz has no appeal. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And if you take the vote total, if you take the popular vote total out of Texas, Ted Cruz has had very little success. Seriously, if you take the popular vote total out of Texas, Ted Cruz has had very little success. Again, I repeat what I have said months ago. He is nothing more than a high-bred Rick Santorum or Mike Huckabee. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Except he has more establishment credentials. He has more establishment insiders that are working with him. Just again, for all you Cruz bots, just remember, the guy worked for George Bush. The guy met his wife when she worked for George Bush. She worked with Condoleezza Rice. Ted Cruz's entire path to the Senate mirrors that Barack Hussein Obama. There is nothing of an outsider to Ted Cruz, plain and simple. It's all been a calculated game. His character has been calculated and crafted from the very first day of his high school life. When he said, I'm going to be the president of the United States. I'm going to be a lawyer. And then I'm going to go ahead and everything that he is doing has been a plan. It's been a strategic plan. He is the ultimate Manchurian candidate. He really is. He really is. He is Obama. He really is. He's the closest to Obama. It's spooky. It's spooky. But we'll come back to the New York primaries. We'll talk about that again. Let's talk about real quick before it leaves my mind. Okay? Before it leaves my mind. It just shoots out of my head. I don't want it to shoot out of my head yet. You all have had to have heard the Hillary Clinton hot sauce clip by now, right? I mean, it was the buzz yesterday. It started in the late afternoon and then just started to get more and more steam. So I know you've had to have heard the hot sauce clip. You had to have heard it by now. Now, I know, like, MSNBC wasn't really talking about it as much because it was the ultimate panned. Well, you know, at this point, it's not a pander. At this point, it really just tests black folks' intelligence. I know this is going to be controversial. I know it is. Trust me, I know it is. But at this point, I think Hillary Clinton and the Democrats are just testing the intelligence. It's like, no, they're just having fun. They really are. They're just having fun. I really do. I think Wasserman Schultz, I think a few of the other had muckety mucks in the Democrat Party, sit in a room with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, and I think they just sit there and go, "Wow, black people are so stupid. They got to be the dumbest mother effers in the universe, dumber than ETs." I'm telling you, the stuff that Democrats and, more importantly, Clintons do would push away any other voting. I mean, not for nothing, but people make fun of the grassroots of the Republican Party. They make fun of the angry white men. They make fun of the Trump voters, but guess what? They're angry at their party because their party has treated them like morons, like effing jerks for all these years. And finally, they've risen up and said, no more. Finally, they've said, guess what, establishment? We're not going to be treated like effing jerks. You're not going to play us anymore. When you tell us, hey, if you vote us in to the House, if you vote us into the Senate, you vote us into a state legislature, you vote us into these places, we're going to give you what you want. And then they get voted into these places, and then they turn around and they tell the voters, F you, you're stupid, we played you. Well, guess what? That base has said, F you. F you. You're done. You played us. It's over. And now you have the fallout. You have the fallout. You have the fallout. Well, look at the Democrats. Black folk, for years, have been being lied to, have been mocked, have been ridiculed. This hasn't been by the Republicans. This is the Democrats. And the black folk just go along with it. They go, yeah, cool. Wow. It's like they're that person at a party that's getting made fun of, but they don't know they're getting made fun of. And they just kind of laugh with the joke, and other people go, Jesus, don't they realize that they're getting made fun of? I feel so bad for them. And they were laughing. It's like watching one of those movies. You're watching one of those movies, and that scene comes on, and you get embarrassed, and you're just watching the movie. You're just a consumer who bought this film. You bought this movie ticket, and you feel like you're in that movie because it's so embarrassing that you're like, oh, my God, I feel that's so bad. That's horrible. And that's the black folk today. Everybody laughs at the Republican base. Ah, oh, look at them. Those bunch of idiots, those morons. Yeah, but they've actually stopped the abuse. They actually put their foot down and said, you know what? We'll blow up our party. We don't care. We'll blow it up. We don't care. We will divide our party and give the presidency to Hillary Clinton. We have no problem. We have no problem, but we will not go along anymore. We will not go along anymore with the Mitch McConnells and the Lindsey Grahams and the Paul Ryans and the Karl Roves and the entire establishment that has been telling us what to think, what to do, what to feel, how to act. We will blow up the party, we will divide the party, and we will start over. But it's done. We're not going to take it anymore. They at least have put their foot down. Black folk? No. They they are treated like dummies. And it's embarrassing. I listened to the full interview yesterday with Hillary Clinton, and I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed to watch these black radio hosts Hillary Clinton straight up looked at them and said, I'm pandering. How am I doing? And they were just like, oh, that's awesome. And I'm like, wow. 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 And that's just, yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing. Yeah, okay, so let's just throw the clip on. Maybe there's one or two of you out there that haven't heard it, but just listen to it, because it was a show with a group called The Breakfast Club, Power 105.1. Okay, and if you watch the video, I don't know where they're doing. I mean, they're at like a card table with a a tablecloth over it. I mean, I guess they're on location. I got to assume we're an internet show, and my set looks better than where they were. But I got to assume they were on location, like they traveled. At least I hope. I don't know anything about Power 105.1. I don't know anything about them, so I can't say, that was. You know, their show's horrible or whatever, because I don't know. I just know what the clip I saw. I watched on the old Yetet. They were in, it looked like a basement. They did. It looked like they were in a basement, and they were talking at a card table. It was horrible. It was just horrible production value. But like I said, I might just be a location thing where they move around. But You have Power 105.1 Breakfast Club. So I take it they're a morning show instead of it being called the Morning Zoo. Hey, it's the Morning Zoo. We're gonna do phone pranks today. It's the Breakfast Club. This is Big Boy, and this is Shanti Williams. And we're kicking off the morning. I take it it's that type of feel. So you have two guys and a woman that do the program. And I have no idea how this came up. I don't know how this came up. Just out of the blue, but the one girl asks Hillary Clinton what she carries in her purse. Like, who would ask that? Like, who would ask that of Hillary Clinton? What are you carrying in your purse? And after you hear this, I'm thinking, the only thing she didn't do was say, well, I've got magnums just in case I encounter a few brothers. Seriously. If she would have pulled out a three-pack of magnum condoms, it would have been a mic drop. It would have been a mic drop. I think the host would have just dropped their mics and walked out of the room. Said, oh, boy. And Hillary Clinton been like, what? This is my man. I carry around magnum rubbers. So listen to this. Listen to this clip. Again, I know some of you probably already heard it, but if you haven't, it's a treat. If you have, entertain me. It's only 45 seconds. So here it is. Hillary Clinton on Power 105.1, and it starts out with the girl saying, what do you carry in your purse? Just in case you can't hear it, that's what she says. So here it is, Hillary Clinton, 105.1 Breakfast Club.
What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you getting information right now?
Hot sauce
in my bag, Swag?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now, listen, I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Yeah.
Are you okay. Not? No, seriously, hot sauce. I've been eating a lot of hot sauce, a lot of raw peppers and hot sauce.
That's why you're coughing. You might need to slow down.
I'm having a rebellion against it. Because I think it keeps my immune system strong. Oh. I really do. I think hot sauce is good for you.
No. Okay, you heard that, right? Now what the one host was referencing, and I had to look this up because I'm not a rap fan. I'm not a rap god. Okay? Yes, I have a beautiful young girlfriend, but she likes Justin Bieber. She's a little outside the box. She likes Bieber and Calvin Harris and T-Swift. She's not a big Beyonce fan. She likes Beyonce, but she doesn't know all the Beyonce music. I think she likes Rihanna more. But anyways, so I had to look this up. What he was referencing when he said, oh, you're going formation. And then he said, hot sauce in my bag, Swag. So remember the song and performance that Beyonce did at the Super Bowl? Remember the whole Black Panther, we hate white people, that whole thing? Remember? She did the music video where it's like, look, all the cops are evil. They're horrible. They're bad. They kill black people. Their entire mission in life is just to kill random black people. A black person sitting there eating some curds and whey in a restaurant, minding their own business. Boom! They get shot in the head by a cop because cops hate black people. You know, that video, you know, the whole perception. So in that song, Beyonce talks about having hot sauce in her bag. I guess it's something that black folk do. It's one of those inside stereotypes that us white folk don't really know about. Like, you know, we know other stereotypes, like the really over-the-top stereotypes, like black folk drink Kool-Aid, black folk smoke menthols, those types of, like, oh, that stereotype, we get it. But I guess hot sauce and putting hot sauce on everything is big in the black community. And some black folk carry hot sauce with them. So when they're at a restaurant, they have a you know, whatever the hell they're eating that they want to douse in hot sauce, they have their favorite hot sauce. Hey, what do we know? I like hot sauce too, but I just, you know, rather it's Tabasco or it's Tapatio. Normally it's at a restaurant that I eat at and they give it to me. I don't have, like, you know, Louisiana's hottest of hot or, you know, Baby Roscoe's Louisiana Red, whatever. So the song goes, I like my baby hair with my baby hair and afros. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. Earned all this money, but they never take the country out of me. I got a hot sauce in my bag, swag. I see it, I want it, I stun it, yellow bone it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind it till I own it. That's the song that they were referencing that Hillary Clinton said, hey, yeah, formation, yeah. So that's Hillary Clinton. She's listening to formation. She identifies with formation. She's talking about her baby hair and her afros, her Negro nose, and the Jackson 5 nostrils. Yeah. Yeah. And when the guy says, you pandering to black folks, she goes, is it working? And they all laugh. They all laugh. Like, that should have been that moment in the movies when somebody says something unbelievably outrageous and, like, the entire table just stops and they all have that frozen expression on their face. They're like, and the music stops in the club. Ah! But instead, they all just kept laughing. And Hillary Clinton and the other Democrats are like, wow, black people are so stupid. We just straight up insult them now to their face. And they just laugh. Ha ha! I mean, that's where we're at now. I mean, remember, it was only 2 weeks ago. About 2 weeks ago when Hillary Clinton did the whole CP time. She did the whole CP joke. She did the whole CP. She did a whole joke about black people being late all the time. I mean, it's just like stereotype after stereotype. Hot sauce in your bag, being late all the time. And black folk, again, it's like a constant test. It's a constant test. Democrats, it's that constant test. It's like, let's just see how stupid they are. We could do anything we want and they will support us blindly. They will. They believe all of our BS. They believe when we tell them Republicans are racist, Republicans hate you, every ill that you have going today is because of Republicans. Matter of fact, for the last 7 years, Obama hasn't been the president. George Bush has really been the president. That Obama thing is just, it's like smoke and mirrors. He's really not the president. Oh, okay, he's really not the president. Yeah, okay, yeah, we figure that. For the last 7 years, everything's been so horrible for us, we couldn't fathom that a black president would be. No, yeah, okay. So, and the Democrats are like, wow, they're stupid. They believe that George Bush is still the president. We'll just keep telling them this stuff. I mean, you got Bill Clinton screaming at the Black Lives Matter folk. And it's almost like the Black Lives Matter folk were at a wrestling show where the gimmick is you scream at the bad guy, but it's all an act, and the bad guy screams back at you. And then after the show, you see the bad guy, and you're like, hey, man, can I have your autograph? And he's like, yeah, sure. It's like, that was a great show. And they just kind of, you know, it's part of the show. So it's like the Black Lives Matter people were chanting, and Clinton's like, let me tell you something. And they're like, yeah, yeah, he's yelling at us. Wow. He's yelling at, I mean, imagine anyone else screaming at the Black Lives Matter folk. Imagine that. Bernie Sanders, remember Bernie Sanders? He had the Black Lives Matter folks jump on stage and rip the microphone out of his hand. And talk to the hand. Talk to the hand, white devil. Talk to the hand, white devil. I mean, the Clintons for years. Democrats for years. Remember their whole position. Hey, black folk, we're gonna create jobs. We're gonna get you jobs. Latino crowd, we're gonna make it where all of your relatives, all of your friends, we're gonna make it where you could all come to this country, open borders. We're gonna have jobs for you. And yet, both those groups are competing for the same job. Except black folk are doing it legally. And Democrats are just like, they're so stupid. They'll never catch on. We'll just keep telling them it's the Republicans' fault. We'll just keep telling them it's the other white folks' fault. Not us. Not us white folk, but the Republican white folk. The black folk are like, yay! They're like, seriously. It's like the black folk are like the old show Crank Yankers. Yeah! Grand Democrats! Yeah! It's amazing. It's amazing. All of the cities where you have the police brutality on the rise, unemployment on the rise. I mean, all of the cities, all of the listen, it just gets this clip again. It just demonstrates how Democrats, led by Hillary Clinton, the Clinton machine, have brainwashed black folk to the point where they are just blind. They are, it's blind stupidity. And I know black folk aren't this. I know they're not dumb. I got a couple neighbors in my building. They're good. I got a couple neighbors I talk to. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, sir? How you, yeah, what, One black guy's got the suit and the attaché case. He's got the – he works at a – I talked to him before. He works for a big company that's out like an executive at one of these companies. Hey, he's not stupid. I know he's not dumb. The guy's smarter than me. But somehow he's been brainwashed by the Democrats. He's been brainwashed. How? I don't know. What juju did they? I don't know. Every city, every town, every place that has horrible, horrible things going on as far as unemployment, poverty, excessive police force used. All of these areas that are the big problems are run by Democrats. Look at Rahm Emanuel. You can't get more of a Democrat than Rahm Emanuel. This is a guy who's been part of the Clinton administration and the Obama administration. He is diehard Democrat through and through. I mean, it is soaked. It is, I mean, he breathes it. He sweats it. He is a Democrat. And look at his city. Look at that city. Look at that city. Look at the crime rate. Look at the poverty. Look at the unemployment. Look at what black folk are going through. You just had a monstrous police brutality case. You had somebody shot, what, 20 times? It was covered up by Rahm Emanuel's office. It was covered up for a year. It was covered up for over a year. And somehow, at the end of all of this, black folk are just brainwashed into thinking Rahm Emanuel is a Republican. Rahm Emanuel it baffles me. It baffles me. It baffles me. It is a brainwashing. Again, just listen to this.
What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you getting information right now?
Hot sauce
in my bag, Swag?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now, listen,
yes.
I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. No, seriously, hot sauce. I've been eating a lot of hot sauce, a lot of raw peppers and hot sauce.
That's why you're coughing. You might need to slow down.
I'm having a rebellion against it because I think it keeps my immune system strong. Oh. I really do. I think hot sauce is good for you.
And if you listen closely, what she goes, when they go, people think you're pandering to black people. And she goes, is it working? You actually hear one person in the background say, yes. You actually hear what? Just listen to the person in the background say yes. Just listen.
What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you getting information right now?
Hot sauce
in my bag, Swag?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now, listen,
yes.
I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Yes.
Did you hear that? You heard in the background. Yes. I mean, she basically said. She meant, yes, I am playing you for dummies. What do you think of that? And they were like, it's cool. It's shocking. It really is. It's shocking. It's shocking. It's just. Oh, it really takes your breath away. It takes your breath away. It takes your breath away at how. Like I said, I hate to say, wow, they're dumb. I don't believe that. I believe black folk have been brainwashed for so many years. They're like an abused wife. They're I'm serious. The black folk are like the abused wives to the Democrats. They've been abused for so long and called worthless and called garbage. And the only people that will provide them any escape, the only people that can pull them out of this hole that they're in, the only person that calls them beautiful, the only person that shows them attention, the only person that truly loves them, are the Democrats. That's the relationship black folk have with Democrats. It really is. It's the abused, battered wife syndrome. And Republicans had that for a while too, like I said in the beginning. Yes. The group that liberals, Democrats say are dumb, ignorant, hillbillies, hicks, morons, racists, homophobes, xenophobes, sexophobes, phobes, antiphobes, cockroachophobes, whatever, whatever phobes, every single phobia there is in the world. ET phobes. I like to use ET a lot. And it's not E.T. like you think, ouch. It's extraterrestrials or Eddie Torres. Okay? Remember Cheech and Chong, Eddie Torres? All right, maybe that's too old of a reference. Anyway, I like E.T. E.T.'s extraterrestrial. Since everybody seems to want to ask these candidates about UFOs. They actually asked one of these guys on the Power 105 Breakfast Club, asked Hillary Clinton about UFOs. If you get in the office, will you release the files on the UFOs? UFOs? What are you talking about? Stop it. Stop it. Ay, ay, ay. Stop it. Stop. Stop. But anyways, so all of the phobes, okay, every horrible whatever thing that the Republican base are, they rose up. This was the year that they said, all right, we're done. We are the wives that you've beaten all these years, and we're done being beaten. We're done. It's over. We're done being beaten. So as dumb and as ignorant and as racist and as homophobed and all of those things that you want to paint the Republican base as being, they were still smart enough to know when they were completely bamboozled. Like at that moment when the bamboozling was just too much. That day that you hit that age where you went, nah, there's no Santa Claus. All right, there's no Santa Claus. No. And black folks still aren't there yet. black folk are still being bamboozled. Black folk are still being bamboozled. They're still being bamboozled. They still believe when Democrats tell them every single problem, every single issue, every ill that they have is because of Republicans. And that Democrats aren't racist. Democrats don't see color. Democrats just see people as human beings, all creatures of God, of what. They don't see sexual orientation. They don't see gender. And yet, it's the Democrats that use race, that use gender. Democrats are the ones that use all of those things to divide the country. They like to go, oh, look what the Republicans doing. Look what the, well, they're alienating Latino. No. Everybody seems to kind of mix Latinos and illegals and immigrants. It's like everybody gets mixed into this one little pot. The Democrats do that, and they do it well. But coming here legally and coming here illegally is a big difference. Whether you're here illegally from Mexico or Colombia or Russia or Australia, or Canada, Philippines, Indonesia, it doesn't matter. Illegal is illegal. Can't be a nation unless you have borders. Democrats are the ones that cut everything up into race and groups, and they play to each single group. You got your gay group, you got your trans group, you got your black group, you got your Mexican group, your Latino group, Filipino group, you got your poor group, you got your Hollywood group, you got, I mean, they're all groups. It's all group. And they pander to each group. And the pandering overlaps. The pandering overlaps, and they just hope that everybody's too stupid to realize that. And so far, they've been correct. Because they're able to straight up tell black folk, I'm pandering to you. I have hot sauce in my bag. I'm pandering to you. Is it working? It's working, right? Amazing. It's the Rob Zicari Show. Give you a taste one last time, and then we're going to go to a break. One last time. And then we're going to a break.
What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you getting information right now?
Hot sauce
in my bag, Swag?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Listen, I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Yes.
Are you okay. No, seriously, hot sauce.
Is it working? Yeah, of course it's working. Of course it's working. Of course it's working. Well, my black friends, my black brothers, my black sisters, someday you will open your eyes. Someday you will wake up. Someday you will realize that the Democrats don't give a crap about you. You are nothing more than a number. You are a vote. That's all. And if you actually step back and take a look at everything around you and all the things that you think, whether they're real or not, that are bad in your life, your friend's life, your culture as a whole, and examine who's really at fault. Examine who's in control of those situations. And at the end of the day, I know you're going to be shocked. I know you're going to be David Blaine amazed, but they're going to be Democrats that are pulling those strings. Democrats that are running those institutions. Democrats that are the fault and the problem with everything in your life. And until you rise up and not take a Clinton looking at you in the face and saying, I'm pandering to you, and you're going to take it, you're going to like it, and you're going to shut up and sit down. Till you rise up to that, you will forever, forever be a slave to the Democrats and the Hillary Clinton machine.